Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's picks time, Joe. It is picks time.
Why don't you tell everybody who's already off to a 1-0 lead in the playoffs?
That is you.
Yes, it is. Luckily for picking Notre Dame. What do I know? I just picked Notre Dame because you guys picked Penn State, and there you go. It was a 50-50 game. But I am ahead of 1-0. Now, Limits, I sent him the games. He's on a flight right now. So I text him the games. I say, Limits, can you give up your picks? And I gave him all the games. He texts back, I'm in the air. I said, I know, but obviously you have texting capability since you just texted me you're in the air. Send us the games, City Limits. So it remains to be seen if we're going to get him to...
No, he did text you back.
Oh, okay.
He sent his picks.
Very good. He did. All right, let's go.
All righty, Joe. The first game, the college game tonight. Ohio State -5 against Texas. I will give Limits' pick here. I'll give mine, and then you can go for this one. Otherwise, we will alternate. So Limits picks Ohio State. I will also pick Ohio State. I think Texas is the only team that can actually beat them, but I am picking Ohio State to win this game and cover. The way they've looked, they've just been borderline unbelievable in the first two rounds of this playoff.
Well, that Michigan game sticks in my craw. That was so strange. And I think, as with every sport, styles make the fight, Donnie, right? So can Texas do some of what Michigan did? They got a big offensive tackle, Cam Williams, who didn't play last game, who is playing this game. If they can run the ball a little bit on Ohio State, just a little bit, then I think they have a shot. I do. Because Michigan just out-physicaled them, mm-hmm. and I thought Ohio State beat themselves by bogging themselves down. But that's sticking in my craw. So you know what? I'm going to take Texas. I think people have now gone overboard the other way on Ohio State. I'm going to take Texas to cover, but still lose the game.
Interesting, Joe. Maybe Limits and I can even you up after tonight. We'll save Steelers-Ravens for our last one. This next one, Joe, I will give you first crack. Your Bills -9 at home Sunday at 1 o'clock against the Denver Broncos.
This one makes me very, very nervous. And for these reasons... The Broncos led the NFL in sacks. Patrick Surtain basically shuts down half the field. He's like Revis Island in his prime. And their quarterback is really good, even though he's young. And their coach is better than McDermott. That's a lot of advantages they have in this game. But the Bills have Josh Allen. So the Bills are going to win the game, but it's going to be late. And they're not going to cover. I'm taking the Broncos to cover here.
I can sense you really are a little bit worried about
this.
Yeah,
there's a lot happening here.
It's not just a put-on or anything. You're worried about your Bills.
Yeah, I just hope that the stage is too big for Bo Nix, but I think that kid has star quality, so I'm not sure that's going to be the case. I'm not sure about that. They're going to cover in this game.
I have that odd feeling, too. I'm going to take Denver with that big spread. Not quite the biggest spread of wild card weekend. That belongs to the Steelers, which, again, we will get to last in these picks. So I will be with you and take the Broncos +9 points in this game. Limits is going with the Bills, trusting in Josh Allen to win the game big. Next game, Chargers -3 at the Texans, the game that kicks off wild card weekend. Limits is going with the Chargers. I am also going with the Chargers. The Texans, they're going to want to prove some people wrong. Sure, they may feel a bit disrespected. They're a home team. They're a 3-point dog in this game. I do think, as goofy and as quirky as he may be, Jim Harbaugh is a hell of a coach. He's gotten it done at both levels. And I think the Chargers are the type of team, they're dangerous in the playoffs, not just in this round, but I think they provide a whole lot of scare into the team that they may see next. Give me the Chargers -3 here, Joe.
So can I pick a push or no? Is that against the rules?
I guess that's a lot. You guys make the rules.
And if it's not a push, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So you're taking a push.
I think this is right on the money. I think this is a push, and that's what I'm picking.
There we go. Eagles, -5 against the Packers. This game in Philly. Jalen Hurts, it looks like he will play. Joe, you have the first crack here.
What about Jordan Love? What's his status for this game?
I think he's good to go. He had the dinged up hand, though, in that season finale.
There's something about that that really bothers me. I think Matt LaFleur is a great coach, and I picked Jordan Love to be the MVP of the league this year. He fell short of that, but he came on. They're sort of a quietly good team. I just think the Eagles are too good, and now they're rested. They had time to rest up for this. Everybody seems to be angry at the Eagles all the time, even though they win almost every week. I think they're going to win by 10 in this game. I think they may have the best roster in all of football.
I do love the Eagles roster, but there's something about how the Packers and how Jordan Love specifically impressed me last season.
Yeah.
When they got to the playoffs, because that was a team that went in as the 7 seed. They became the first 7 seed to ever beat the 2 once that was instituted into the league, and they blew out the Cowboys on the road. I mean, they made the game look like a laugher, and then they go into San Francisco that next week. They should have won that game, if
yes,
you recall.
Yes, they should have.
Jordan Love absolutely outplayed Brock Purdy in the game. If it's not for a couple of shanked field goals, the Packers would have won. They would have beaten the number 2 and the number 1 seed in the NFC playoffs. I'm actually going to take Packers here to cover this spread. I think it's a much closer game. I think it's perhaps the best game of the weekend. Limits is with me on this one. He is taking the Packers on the Sunday 4:30 slate. Sunday night football. The Buccaneers at home, a field goal favorite against the Commanders. I will go first here. I'm going to take Washington. I think this is an opportunity where we don't see it happen often. It's been a while. I actually think you could look back and check me on this. I think Russell Wilson is the last rookie quarterback to win a first-round playoff game. He did it against another rookie, RG3, back in 2012. I think
in the whole league, the last rookie to win a playoff game? Really?
There might have been.
Didn't Brock Purdy?
Was he a rookie?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so it would have been Brock Purdy.
Okay.
Wait, I think it may have been on the road. A rookie quarterback to win a playoff game on the
road. Okay, on the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
okay,
good.
So I kind of messed that up there. So that's what Jaden Daniels would have to do. I think he actually does it. I think we see the league's rookie of the year, Jaden Daniels, actually outshine Baker Mayfield on Sunday night. I'm going to take the Commanders because I think they win this thing outright. Limits again with me on this. He has the Commanders.
What's the spread?
3.
I'm taking the Bucs. And I know I'm taking a risk there because they've been wildly all over the place. They have some good wins. They have some horrible losses. You never know what you're getting offensively. But, man, if they're right and you have Mike Evans healthy, which he is, you've had some other guys incorporated now who are playing pretty well since Godwin went out, and you have 41 touchdown Baker Mayfield, I like the Bucs.
Monday night, Vikings -2. Against the Rams. This will be the game due to the tragedies going on in LA. This game got moved to Arizona. We had Nick Costos on earlier. He said, well, they don't really have home field advantage anyway.
Good point.
So that is a reason why we've seen the line move a little bit. It was just a point. It's been around 2 or 2.5 points as of right now. You have the first crack at this one, Joe. It's Minnesota -2.
This is the
LA
one I'm most sure of other than Steelers, Ravens, and that's that the Rams are going to win this game outright. Sean McVay is a great coach. Matthew Stafford is healthy, and that's bad news. Puka Nacua healthy. Cooper Kupp healthy. They got 2 guys on the all-defensive rookie team. You know, the Rams, a lot of people predicted their demise because their GM was so gung-ho about trading first-round picks. F the first-round picks, he said. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now look, they make so many other good picks that they really didn't have a rebuild after their Super Bowl year or years. They went to a couple. They're back as a division winner. They're still very dangerous, and they've incorporated young talent like Nacua and the 2 kids on defense. They're a really good team. They're going to win.
I'm going to go with the Vikings. Technically on the road here. They're playing as the road team. This will be a neutral site, though, as I said. I'm going to take Minnesota. I think it is actually Brian Flores' defense that shines a little bit in this game.
Yeah,
Sam Darnold was knocked down a couple of pegs last week. A lot of people came out of the woodwork after he had a terrific season for the first 17 weeks. It was like people couldn't wait to jump on. Well, it's same old for Sam Darnold in that loss against Detroit. I think the defense for Minnesota, who turned the ball over of Jared Goff last week in that first half especially, I think they can make a couple of splash plays. I'm going to take the Vikings minus two. Limits is with me yet again.
All right, let's finish off here. But first, the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly, and as I mentioned, we are out here at Studio B in Monroeville. Much thanks, as always, to the people here at Bowser Chevy. Donnie?
Here we go. Steelers and Ravens. The Ravens, 10-point favorites at home in this game tomorrow night. Do you want to start with this one, Joe?
Yeah, I'll make it simple, Donnie. The Ravens know that the Steelers can beat them. The Steelers know that the Steelers can beat the Ravens. Why? Because the Steelers almost always do. That's why the Ravens know this is the team that knows them the best. This is the team that beats them the most. I think the Ravens will pull out a last second win, but the Steelers will absolutely cover, and it won't be anything unusual. John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin have faced each other 37 times. 30 of those have been one score games. I've never felt so good about a bet, Donnie.
Joe, I'm going the opposite way. I have felt all week like this would be a two-touchdown win for the Ravens. I haven't wavered a ton on it. Even with the Zay Flowers news, the betting market has showed the same thing. That market did not move. That betting line did not move. We had Nick Costos tell us it pretty much got bet more with the Zay Flowers news.
Yeah.
I am taking the Ravens to cover the 10 points. The Steelers have to prove it to me. They have to prove it to me that they are going to play a playoff game and be in it for real until the end, because it has been quite some time since we have seen that. Now, maybe they could hit a backdoor cover like we referenced that Jacksonville game. They score in the final second of the game, and it looks a lot closer than what it is. But they have to prove to me that they are able to hang around the whole time in this game with the Ravens. I'm going to stick to 34-20. Baltimore wins it.
I got 25-22. What did Limits have?
Limits did not give an actual score. He just put Ravens.
Ravens, okay. Donnie, it's been another great Donnie Football Friday. We have more football next week, no matter what. We'll be getting ready for some playoff games. See you, buddy. Thank you, Sean. Don't call me Seth Meyers. You're a wonderful man as well.
You guys are wonderful in addition to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Joe.
Let's talk about the joints of my big toes then. They were in pain for a lot of years. Was it arthritis? Was it gout? Nobody knew. I'm sure a lot of you have had foot situations misdiagnosed or not diagnosed, whatever phrase you want to use. That's where the Good Feet store comes in. It's Quitter's Day, right? Today, happy Quitter's Day out there. If you have a New Year's resolution, and I bet you some people are quitting because they wanted to walk or run or do some type of exercise and their feet hurt. Nothing will stop you faster than pain, whatever it might be, plantar fasciitis, pain and burning in the balls of your feet, needles in your heels. Again, mine was the joints of my big toes. That's where the Good Feet Foot Arch Support System comes in. It's customized to your foot, your shoe. You don't have to go out and get new shoes. None of that. It works. My pain is lessened. Yours could be too. I went to the store out by IKEA in Robinson Town Center. There's one in Cranberry Township, Route 19 North, next to Walgreens. There's one in Morgantown at the Suncrest Town Center. You can check it all out at goodfeet.com or come visit a store. Come on in. Try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet store.
Sean Meyer.